A strong case can be made that no pasuk in the entire Torah has played a larger role in advancing the overall physical welfare of humanity than the pasuk of Nishmartim Me'od L'Nafshei Seichem in Dvarim Dalet Tesvav. The pasuk that tells us how we should be exceedingly careful with our health. The directive and mandate for us to cherish our bodies and to treat it with utmost respect. Not because the body is our edifice and we bow to it in servitude, but because the body clothes the soul, and without it the soul would cease to exist on earth. Our extreme devotion to Hashem and our service to Him propels our nation to protect the soul's outer casing to such an unbelievable extent that we have moved medical mountains in order to do so. Because of this seemingly insignificant pasuk, our little nation, relative to its size, has contributed more to the safeguarding and health of the human body than almost every other nation on earth. Because of this pasuk, our sages throughout the millennia have put tremendous emphasis on health and preserving it, and the world at large took notice. Over 10 popes had Jewish doctors. The Rambam was the personal doctor to Sultan Saladin. Suleiman the Magnificent of the Ottoman Empire had a personal Jewish doctor, as did Elizabeth I of England, Louis XIV of France, Catherine the Great of Russia, and even the notorious and vicious anti-Semites Ferdinand and Isabella of Spain. In the year 1500s, half of the doctors in Europe were Jewish. Half. In 1930, 50% of the doctors in Berlin were Jewish, 60% in Vienna, 63% in Budapest, 66% in Warsaw, 70% in Lviv, and 74% in Vilna, and 83% in Lodz, which was in Poland's second largest city. And this was all in spite of facing some of the harshest and most restrictive anti-Semitic laws in our nation's history. It didn't deter us from practicing in the medical field, for we had a soul to protect. The list of Jewish people who, with a soul, with a fire in their souls, who sought out ways to ensure that the soul's armor would live on is a long one. And relative to its size, it's an almost supernatural one. The amount that our little nation contributed is nothing short of a miracle. For example, Selman Waksman, a Jewish microbiologist from Russia, was considered the father of antibiotics as he was the one who discovered how to properly use them. Basil Hershkowitz invented the fiber optic endoscope. A Jew named Paul Zoll pioneered the pacemaker and defibrillator. Marshall Nirenberg cracked the genetic code. A Jew, Rosalind Franklin, discovered the structure of the DNA. And Rosalind Yalow developed the process for safe blood transfusions. A Jew named Jonas Salk developed the cure for polio. Michael Gottlieb identified and developed the effective treatment of AIDS. The list goes on. The deadly typhus disease was eradicated in great measure by the work of a Jew named Ludwig Fleck. Arnon Michael Sella and Devorah Teitelbaum invented Copaxone, a drug used to treat multiple sclerosis. Musa Yildirim, a Jew from Iran, discovered the medicine to treat Parkinson's. Ernest Chain of Germany discovered the pharmaceutical use of penicillin. Jewish bacteriologist Waldemir Hofkin of Russia found the cure to cholera, a disease that killed millions and millions of people. Microbiologist Irving Milman and geneticist Baruch Blumberg discovered the cure to hepatitis. Electro-optical engineer Gavril Idan invented the very first pill camera. Thoracic surgeon Henry Heimlich invented what is now called the Heimlich maneuver, saving hundreds of thousands of people every year from choking. Charles Kellman discovered cataract surgery. A cardiovascular surgeon by the name of Albert Saar, a Jew, invented the very first artificial heart valves. Biotechnologist Tal Dvir invented the world's first 3D printed heart made entirely from actual human cells. A Jew named Abel Wolman pioneered the concept of clean, chlorinated drinking water, which is used in every country in the world, saving millions of lives every year that would have otherwise been lost due to contaminated water. A Jew named Paul Ehrlich invented something called chemotherapy, saving millions of people battling cancer. Jews were responsible for major medical organizations and institutions. One of the first nursing organizations in Russia was started by Jews. Lillian Wald started the Nurse Organization of America. A Jew named Henrietta Sold found the world-famous Hadassah Network. Tremendous contributions to the world of psychiatric and psychological health were made by Jews as well. Some famous ones were Alfred Adler, Sigmund Freud, Erich Erikson, Viktor Frankl, Abraham Maslow. Massive hospital chains were built all over the world bearing the names of the Jews that inspired them, attesting to the world's respect for their medical knowledge and efforts. Maimonides Medical Center, Montefiore Medical Center, Mount Sinai Medical Center. Our burning desire for health isn't limited only to help our fellow people, but spread to the world at large. Bernard Kushner, a Jew from France, whose own parents were killed in the Holocaust, started what has become the world's largest medical volunteer organization called Doctors Without Borders. Jewish cardiac surgeon Amram Cohen started an organization called Save a Child's Heart, which offers free heart surgeries to children in over 60 countries. During the civil war in Syria, Jews set up several hospitals to treat wounded Syrian troops, despite the fact that Syria is not a friend of the Jews by any standards. In March of 2022, Jews from Israel were the very first to set up a hospital on Ukrainian soil during the Russian invasion. Jewish immunologist Drew Weissman, an Albert Bourla chairman and CEO of Pfizer, led the team that discovered the mRNA platform, which led the way to the first effective COVID vaccine. The chief medical officer at Pfizer is a Jew by the name of Michael Dolston. The chief medical officer at Moderna is Tal Sachs. The chief medical officer at Johnson & Johnson is Joan Waldstreicher. The current chief medical scientist at Russia's Gamaleya Institute is a Jew by the name of Anatin Alston, and the director is Alexander Ginsberg. The list goes on. Because a Jew, religious or not, is well aware of the precious cargo his body is carrying. That small piece of heaven that is hidden underneath, that spark of the divine that the body is there to protect. And we will do whatever it takes to ensure that the soul will live on. If it means discovering the most remarkable medical breakthroughs in history, so be it. We are ready to take it on because our souls are simply too precious not to.